Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. What connects a newly discovered Panamanian amphibian to Donald Trump? And why is Beijing denying millions of its citizens the right to fly or take the train? You are about to find out.
Donald Trumpy? Meet Trump. USA. What do you call a blind amphibian that buries its head in the sand? Dermophis Donald Trumpy. After the U.S. president. Aidan Bell, the boss of a company that sells eco-friendly building materials, bought the rights to name the newly discovered Panamanian amphibian as a protest against President Donald Trump's repeated denial of climate change. Last November, for example, a U.S. government report concluded that global warming is already harming American lives and will get worse. When asked about the report, Trump simply replied, "I don't believe it."
Steak in vitro, USA. Lab-grown meat could soon be in shops in America, Newsweek reports. A joint statement by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration says they would oversee its production so it could be safely sold to consumers. Lab-grown meat is produced from a live animal's muscle stem cells. Placed in a nutrient-rich liquid, the cells multiply and grow to form something that looks like minced beef. In 2013, scientists created the first burger this way at a cost of $325,000, then about €245,000. Today, it costs much less, about €10.
Bad people don't fly. China. A new social credit system in China has already blocked millions of Chinese nationals from traveling. The system rates citizens for their trustworthiness. You earn social credit points for good behavior, such as giving blood, and lose points for bad behavior, such as buying too many video games. One objective of the system is to make traveling more difficult for citizens with low scores. The nationalist Chinese newspaper Global Times said that by the end of April last year, the system had blocked people from taking more than 11 million flights and 4 million train trips.
Termite Metropolis, Brazil. Scientists studying a giant complex of 200 million termite mounds found in Brazil say that some are 4,000 years old. Tall enough, 2.5 meters, to be visible from space, the mounds cover an area the size of Britain and were built by a single termite species, the Syntermis dirus. The mounds are not nests, however, but waste earth brought to the surface by the termites as they created a massive network of tunnels to traverse the land safely in search of food. Syntermis dirus live underground and eat dead leaves from the forest floor at night. The scientists who published their report in the American journal Current Biology estimated that the total amount of soil excavated is equivalent to 4,000 Great Pyramids of Giza.
K-pop band BTS create billions. South Korea. K-pop band BTS is a national treasure for South Korea. Literally. A study by the Hyundai Research Institute found that the boy band is worth more than $3.6 billion to the country's economy annually. The institute also noted that about 800,000 tourists visited South Korea in 2017 because of BTS, almost 1 in 13 of total visitors to the country.
Elon Musk's Tunnel Vision, USA. Entrepreneur Elon Musk has unveiled a test tunnel for cars beneath Los Angeles. The tech genius, known for his Tesla cars and SpaceX company, wants to build a network in which cars would travel at speeds of up to 240 kilometers per hour under the city. Modified electric cars would be lowered into the tunnel, then slotted into tracks, Musk says. The tunnel is only 1.6 kilometers long at present, but Musk's goal is to create a network that would ease congestion in our gridlocked cities.